Good morning, Auroville. Today is Thursday, 7th of October. In studio are Yahalom, couple of Living Roots volunteers and volunteer from France. At microphone, Miriam. Right now it's cloudy and quite fresh with barely 23 degrees Celsius. And later on we can expect some thunderstorms. Overcast with temperature range at low 23 and high 31 degrees Celsius. With wind from west at 14 kilometers per hour. Chance of precipitation is in on 30%, and the moon is waning crescent. It was a new moon yesterday, and 1% of it is illuminated. Every month, we get an opportunity to evaluate what we have accomplished during the month and set new goals at the time of a new moon, which represent new beginnings, rebirths, a clean slate, the start of a fresh cycle. Moon just entered into Libra yesterday, which means that it is especially potent for any kind of relationships, and due to the other positions of the stars, the sky is telling us, let bygones be bygones. Tonight at Cinema Paradiso Town Hall at 8 PM, we can see a Spanish movie, El Prado de las Estrellas, The Meadow of Stars, made in Spain in 2007 by director Mario Camus, edited in drama in Spanish with English subtitles. One morning, Alfonso goes out to pick up snails and sees a young cyclist training very hard. Alfonso instantly knows that this is a future champion and offers to help him to achieve this goal. At the same time, real estate sharks are closing in on the village and Alfonso is again involved. Two worlds are clashing, with various people fighting to maintain some values against modern cynicism and outdated customs. On Saturday, 9th of October, the same place and time, we can see an American movie, The Man Who Stared at Goats, made in 2009 by director Grant Heslow, with George Clooney, Ewan McGregor, Jeff Bridges, and the movie is a comedy in English with English subtitles. At Ecofilm at Sedona Forest, tomorrow evening at 7 PM, we can see a documentary with the title Galapagos, Island That Changed the World, made in UK in 2006 by producer Mike Gunton and narrated by Tilda Swinton, and it is in English. The Galapagos Islands. The key feature is in humankind's current understanding of life on planet Earth. Islands That Changed the World, the second episode of this breathtaking series. This time we'll explore how the islands helped Charles Darwin and so many scientists since to begin understanding how evolution works. Both beautiful and educational, come and see how complex and stunning our world can be. Before the movie, you are welcome to join them for a full tour of Sedona Forest and an update of their most recent work. And after the movie, you can join for a free vegan dinner and a jam session. Drum circle. Bus service ATC to the Ecofilm Club, departure from Solar Kitchen at 6 PM and return from Sedona Forest at 9:30 PM. Yatra Arts Foundation, Orville and 1000 Hockey Legs invite you to join them for the premiere of their latest short film release on Saturday at 6:30 PM at Alliance Francaise, 58 Safran Street in Pondicherry, with the title Nalaya Olympian, the future Olympian. Directed by Srini and produced by Manikam Srini in Yatra Multimedia in Kulapalayam at Auroville. A copy of the film will be presented to Mr. Krishna Raj Joint, who is a joint director of education department in Pondicherry, by Mr. Simbu Devan, film director from Chennai. On Saturday at Sauchu at 6:45, we can enjoy at the concert with the title Song of the Great Soul by Parvati Baul, who is well known for her masterful solo rendering in the oldest style of Baul song and dance. She sings and dances only with minimal use of baul instruments like dagi, ektara and nupur, all play at the same time. Parvati has been traveling widely and performing in various festivals both inside and outside India since 2000. Continuing from her practice of Chitrakata Gitam, she has created a synthesis of all forms, dance, music, painting and theatre, which she views as setting the tradition in motion. India has just completed its census data collection, and it is time that Aurovilles also update its records on the place of residence and the work activity for all the Aurovillians. The Auroville Council, in collaboration with the Human Resource Team and the Resident Service, and with the support of the BCC and FMC, are putting in motion an exercise to update many records for which correct, precise information is not available. They need committed volunteers for a period of 3 months, part-time or full-time, to help in the collection of data. Please contact any of them if you are available for this task. Aurora will be coordinating the collection and entry of data from the Human Resource Team office. In case you are contacted by her or any of the volunteers helping in this task, please collaborate by answering the questions at your residence or come by the HIRT OC office with the necessary information about your situation. Udavi School needs your help to run the reading program that seeks to empower children with strong learning disabilities and gradually improves their reading and writing skills in English. They particularly look for people whose English is fluent, mother tongue would be the best, and adaptability to work with children is high. The assignment is on a voluntary basis and it's targeting students from first grade to fourth grade of the UKG section, ranging from 4 to 9 years old. You'll be generally working with one kid at a time and you'll be asked to cooperate with the class teachers in order to bring out the best results possible. If you are interested to offer your time, capability and energy, please contact Dava Selvi at 944-3035-487 or Edo at 9843-893652. In Thoughts and Aphorism of Sri Aurobindo we read, "To the soul that has hold of the highest beatitude, life cannot be evil or a sorrowful illusion. Rather, all life becomes the rippling love and laughter of divine lover, playfellow." Thank you for listening to us and you can contact us on rvilleradio.org.